Dear brothers and sisters, God is a loving Father that wants to save us from all evil and from all that makes us suffer and prevent us from living a full life of peace, love, and joy. He wants to save us from all spiritual evil that troubles our souls and our hearts. He wants to save us from the spiritual and the physical pain that makes our bodies suffer, from social, political, and economic evils that prevent us from living in peace as brothers and sisters in our differences. In the first reading, we heard the prophet Isaiah telling the people of Israel when they were in exile, far from home and waiting to go back to their homeland. And he said, "Be strong and have no fear. Trust in the Lord and have hope." And then he tells them, "The Lord has not abandoned you. He is coming to save you." In the gospel, Jesus fulfilled this promise. We are all in all sorts of exile in our life. Exile in our world of fear for war. Exile, we have many refugees, poverty and unemployment, diseases and family problems. But Jesus tells us, "I came that they may have life and life in abundance." And so, as the loving Father, more so as the loving Mother, because God combines the love of a father and the love of a mother. God is love, and He has that full love that we know, the tenderness of a mother, the security and the protection of a father. Jesus said, "I came that they may have abundance of life, full life." That's why He frees, He liberates the deaf and dumb who could not express His love and praise of God. He comes to free our love. Our love is imprisoned in our selfishness. Our love is imprisoned in fear, the fear of the other who is different from me, a stranger. That fear prevents my love to be freed and go out to serve. The fear of darkness. You know, when people are in darkness, everybody fears everybody. You just say, "This is an enemy. He will do me harm." It may be a brother, a father, a son, a friend, but as long as in the darkness, there is general fear for everybody, and we take everybody for enemies. That paralyzes and prisons our love that is made to be freed. St. James, in the second reading, shows us the respect for the poor and the needy. Not to despise anybody, because God, as a loving Father and a loving Mother, takes care of everybody. And you know, a father or a mother, when a person is in need, when a child is sick and hospitalized, the mother will leave all the other children and the family and go to the hospital to take care of the suffering child. You know, in love, we give privilege and priority to those suffering. And this is also what God tells us, and that's what St. James teaches us. Dear brothers and sisters, today happens to be the feast of Our Lady, birthday of Our Lady, and as we send flowers to our friends, parents, on their anniversary, we also pray the rosary, privileged prayer of Our Lady. She revealed it to us in Kibeho in Rwanda. In Rwanda, when she appeared, she told us the privileged prayer of the rosary. I'm happy we started this Mass. Before Mass, the rosary. He taught us the rosary of the seven sorrows as a privileged prayer. This is the flower that we can give to Our Lady, and I am happy to share with you the joy today on my anniversary of ordination 34 years ago by St. John Paul II when he was visiting Rwanda. And our Catholic faith has two pillars, the Eucharist and the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'll tell you a story of St. Jacinth of Poland, a Dominican, in Kiev, in Ukraine, in 12th century, when there was war. The houses were burnt, people were being killed, and they attacked the parish. He had just finished celebrating Mass, and he said, "My God, what am I going to do? I have to save the Eucharist, the ciborium, so that he's not desecrated." He took the ciborium, the Eucharist, and as he was getting out of the church to escape, he heard a voice of a woman telling him, "My son, Jacinth, why are you leaving me alone?" He turned to see who is the voice, and saw the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary was talking to him. "My son, don't leave me." So Jacinth had to take in one hand the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was heavy, and the ciborium, the Eucharist, on the other hand, and ran out of the church. They ran after him and reached a river. He said, "My God, what am I going to do? I can't swim with this statue, so heavy, I will drown. What can I do?" And he turned to the Lord in the Eucharist and said, "Lord, help me, save me, you have the power, and so that I can also save your mother." And immediately a miracle, the river stopped and it cleared the way, dry land, and he escaped. It is a story that touched me as a testimony of the great faith in the Eucharist and in the Blessed Virgin Mary. May Saint Jacinth pray for us and make us grow in faith in the Eucharist and in the devotion of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Lord be with you.